It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf. Devin is in the house today, but she is holding the mic old school, and I do not feel sorry for her one bit. So I guess we'll start off with the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room.
Yes.
Is this even working?
Yes, we can hear
working?
You. It is working. Hold it. Yeah, you got to hold it a little higher.
Yeah, you got it.
You got to keep your...
It's lower than usual. I feel like I'm softer than usual.
No, that's probably just sheer embarrassment of being called out. So today's episode is about respect. Mutual respect. And big-legging people.
Respect, common decency.
Yes.
You know, just the bare minimum. Really.
Bare, yeah.
The bare minimum.
Even a Kat, you work, what, on an average week, 80-plus hours
a
week?
Yeah, quite a bit.
And even when you're not at work, you're working at home, diligently working on a book. Plus, you're one of the main writers for Gutfeld. So, you are constantly working.
Yeah, busy.
Busy. Plus, you have a pretty full social life. You have a lot of friends. You do a lot of traveling in your downtime. Mm-hmm. You are what I would say an active adult.
Yeah.
And mornings sometimes aren't the best because you're usually tired because you worked all night or whatever.
Mornings are tough. I'm not a morning gal.
When you come in the morning and you're not feeling your best and you see a fellow coworker.
And you're like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And maybe you don't feel like having a big conversation you're tired. But if I said, hey, good morning, Kat, and we're both at the elevator, you would probably, even if you weren't in a great mood, would at least say, hey, good morning, Tyrus.
Or even, today sucks.
Yeah, sucks, but
some sort of acknowledgement.
Kind of acknowledgement, a connection.
Right.
You know, team.
Yeah. No matter who it is, really.
Really. I mean,
Hey.
An intern. Hey, it's my first day. Good morning. And you're grizzled and you're like, yeah, it's my 17,000th day, Grizz, but good morning to you, too. So I'm glad Jason's here. I'm actually ecstatic that Jason is here to witness this, because even though he doesn't speak, I just acknowledged him, and then he gives me a cross-armed shake. There was an acknowledgement there.
Acknowledgement, yeah.
So, and then he gave me the I'm watching you, which means I already used my amount of cuss words for the show. So... Kat, I'm kind of laying the groundwork here, so please bear with me. I, this morning, ran into Devin at the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my hands full, and I was trying to get up because I had a hit at 9:40, and I was cheating it a little bit. It was 9:20, so I didn't have much time. And as I saw Devin, I said, hey, good morning, Devin. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. So as I went to punch, and her elevator was right next to the keypad. So it wasn't even an excuse like, hey, I was trying to catch my elevator. It was right next to the keypad.
She had nothing better to do.
She had elevator A, Kat. She had the good one. So I said, huh, she must not have saw me. I don't know if you've known this, but a few times in my life, I've been confused for a Bigfoot, because when I walk, people go, oh, shit, that's a large individual.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah.
I'm not
you also can't use a defense. I didn't see him.
No, you cannot say you didn't see me. So
yeah, I thought this was someone else that works at Fox News that looks exactly like Tyrus.
You. Yes. Yeah, I think it's hilarious that you're laughing, Devin. And so I walk past the elevator, stop to say good morning again, because obviously she missed me.
Mm-hmm.
We make eye contact. And she looks down like I didn't see him. And I said, good morning, Devin. And as the elevator closes, she looks down, looks up like, oh, shit, the door's not closed yet. And then looks back down again. And I go, and a total stranger was like, wow, bro, that was harsh.
Yeah.
Are you sure you had the right name? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. That's how my morning started. Wow.
So. We had a group text where I informed you what happened. And her excuse was, I was listening to music.
What were you listening to?
Yeah, what song?
I don't remember.
The Imagine Dragons?
Because I'm imagining, did you have a visor on of some sort? No, because your eyes work just fine.
Are you listening to the
You saw me.
I was listening to Take My Breath by The Weeknd.
Oh, I knew it was something bad.
Right.
And okay, first I want to apologize. I am so sorry.
Too late. You've been outed.
I feel so horrible. In my defense, okay, can I defend myself a little bit here?
Murders do. Why can't you?
Okay. In my defense, have you ever been like,
nope,
on autopilot? Like, I was looking down at my phone, I was listening to music, and then I got, like he said, I got on elevator A. So, you know, sorry that I didn't see you.
Yeah, but Tyrus is Tyrus. There's probably like a shadow overcasting.
There was also, though, a group of men with like
that look exactly like Tyrus.
No, they had all this equipment and they were trying to get on the same elevator as me. So I was squished in the corner. The only time I saw Tyrus was when the doors were closing and I looked up.
But you still didn't say hi.
And he looked back and I just was like, oh, there's Tyrus.
Said no one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't wave or anything.
You know, but to go back to your point about driving, Kat, she basically said that she would hit me with her car.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
And keep driving. And as I looked up asking why, we would make eye contact in the rearview mirror. And she'll say, as I was driving away, I did see you.
She basically just admitted that she routinely does a vehicular homicide.
Yeah. And it's not going to stop because we made eye contact. Like, ooh, well, it's over now. And then when I show up to work limping, she'll be like, huh, he made it. Interesting. I'm sorry. I was on autopilot. I get it. I'm sure his big promotions and coming up for you and you're just skyrocketing up the ladder. And
I mean, not now. Jason's listening. So that's not good news.
I mean, but even Jason would acknowledge just sometimes I'll see Jason in the hallway and he is literally talking with the minds and he's making big decisions and he will just throw a head nod. Hey, bud. And then keep going. Because he's got to get this done. You know, he's got all the Murdochs at the table.
I can only do better. I can only do better. I'm sorry.
Your sarcasm.
Next time I see you, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
Kat, I'm concerned with the success of Tyrus and Timph and Devin that we've just witnessed a lot of strange behavior. The last episode, she flexed the whole time and made the whole episode about her gun show.
Yeah.
And then today, this entire episode has been about how she's on autopilot and I should have understood that she was just trying to be where she is. Was it my fault you were late?
No, I didn't say that. I wasn't blaming you, please.
You weren't blaming Devin either, was she?
No, it was my fault. I was on autopilot. I was busy. I should have been paying more attention. Sometimes you don't know when you're coming off rude, you know? And I came off rude.
What would Project Blonde do if you did that to her?
She'd be so upset. Probably
like, that's just saying. Like, imagine what Project Blonde.
I mean, I'm a duck.
Blonde,
the water was off my back,
right.
But I was
Project Blonde, like...
Probably wouldn't be my friend anymore.
So what would you do if you were, you know, out somewhere and Project Blonde said hello and you ignored Project Blonde? How many passive-aggressive memes would she post about the end of a friendship?
Yeah. Lots of poems.
Yeah, she'd post a lot of memes.
I feel like if I did that to Devin, Devin would go up to the 21st floor and be like, You didn't see me? Is this how, for real? After all I've done for you? I let it go because I had to get to my hit. But, you know, wow, I've just noticed a real change.
I'm so sorry.
This is not our little Devin anymore. She is a monster. You know, she's looking at her numbers. People are stopping her in the street, asking her for advice.
All the time.
And, you know, my concern is, did she maybe steal the patent on the Fallopian beer helmets? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think we need to reevaluate our relationship with Devin because she's clearly gunning for the top.
Oh, my gosh.
And in her world, there's only one finger in the brass ring, not three.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, you know, I don't know what just made me think. I just thought of something that has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay.
But it was about somebody who sucks. So I guess. So.
Wait a minute. That's good because I was thinking today about people who suck.
Yeah.
On TV, but no one ever says anything. And I always feel like I'm the person who ends up saying something and everyone blames me for being honest with somebody.
So this was in the sixth grade. There was a group of friends. It was me and all these girls named Lauren. Like, all three of them were Laurens. And there was one Lauren who she'd come to school every day and tell us that her cat died. And it never did.
Every day.
But she would go, like, harder and harder with, like, the waterworks and the upset and being upset. So, like, we would all console her about how her cat died. And then she'd go, just kidding. And she did it, like, five times. And you know what? That was a long time ago. So her cat probably did die by now.
Eventually.
Yeah. And
she felt
I wonder if anybody was actually there for her. Every day we get to school, she tells everybody that her cat died.
What made you think of that?
I don't know. I was just thinking about what was a really annoying thing that I had to deal with in the morning. Like Devin, for example, would be like Lauren again, expending my emotional energy on about Lauren about this cat that's still alive.
Do you remember the name of the cat?
No.
Oh. Just had died five times. I wasn't sure.
I would think the cat's name would have to be Jesus because it kept dying and coming back.
Yeah.
Jesus,
it had nine lives.
Some sort of something of that. You know what? That I used to get up in the morning for school, and one of the biggest annoying thing was my brother would be the type of person to where, like, if there was just enough milk for two bowls of cereal, he would overpour. He would overpour. Oh. Just so I didn't get the milk. And then I would come, but he'd leave enough to where you'd pour the cereal and you think, I'm good. And then when it comes out, you're like this and you had two choices. You got to add water to it or you have really crunchy Captain Berry Crunch.
I would
not
take
enough.
The crunchy.
Yeah, it was a few times. You have to learn that water in your cereal is bad because you try to convince yourself it's good. You know, there's
well, you think it's like, consistency
like
is the
putting
same.
Kool-Aid in milk, you know, like ooh. And when like milk and Pepsi, there's things that like everything in your little mind says this is bad, but you just have to try it. So I think in her little mind somewhere, she saw someone say my cat died today and the entire area stopped.
Right.
And paid homage to that person.
Yeah, and she liked the attention.
Right. How old was she?
Sixth grade.
Oh,
okay,
so that's
well,
the perfect,
she's a little old for that. Because,
a little old for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like that's the perfect
My daughter's eight, and she'll hear a story that I say is funny and won't even wait and be in the back of the car like, guess what happened to me today? And I'll say something like, oh, man, and then I pulled a wrench wrong on a fire hydrant, shot water all over me, and then I sprained my ankle. And then Georgie will be in the back and be like, hey, today at school, I was playing outside and it was raining. And then we went to get out of the rain, but we ran into a fire hydrant. And I'll be like, but I love a good story. So I'll be like, keep going. And her mother will be like, she's lying. I'm like, this is good. I want to see how she gets out of this.
Right.
And she's like, and then the fire hydrant went out and water went everywhere.
Yeah.
And it knocked all the boys down. And we were laughing at the boys because they kept slipping and falling in the mud. And then finally a teacher came out and we ran. I'm like, so what happened with the fire hydrant? She's like, I don't know. I ran away. Like, okay. When did this happen? Yesterday. Wow. There's a fire hydrant in your backyard at school? Yeah.
I
just can't see it. I'm like, okay.
You got to wonder what it was that convinced her to do it the first time.
I think it's when people see something funny.
They try to
or
copy
kids
it.
See something funny, they try to copy it. I think that's what it is. So Devin apparently was watching some TV show where somebody was big leaguing people last night. And when she got to the elevator, here comes Tyrus and be like, yep, here's my
I've
pigeon.
I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives.
So you did know. That because you did the Housewives thing.
Some drama.
You gave me the look. If we didn't make eye contact, I would have believed you. But we straight had eye contact. Like, we both watched the door of the elevator close.
I will give you that. And that's why I truly apologize.
Like, you don't really know.
I was in a rush. And these guys truly were with, like, the sandbags.
That's crazy that you made eye contact.
Yeah, when the door was closing, he looked back at me.
Because in the group chat.
And that's when I thought.
In the group chat, you acted like you had no idea what he was talking about.
Oh, let's go to the records.
Yeah, let's go to the records.
No, I said, I didn't see you.
No. But you were like, oh, Devin wants to talk to me now. And you acted like you had no idea what he was talking about. And you just admitted that you do?
I said, when were we not speaking?
Exactly. When were we not speaking?
As if you had no clue.
And what then, I just had, and I didn't then, know he said good morning to me. I had no idea he said good morning.
Sends me a GIF to make fun of my pain. No, I forgot I said, about this.
I'm so sorry.
I failed you from Batman, which was a crucial scene in that movie.
That was me apologizing.
He just told him that the love of his life.
Yeah, nothing
loved
says I'm
else.
Sorry. Nothing. Everybody,
she
all therapists
Two-Face.
And mental health experts, when you need to apologize to someone, they recommend doing so in the form of a meme.
Oh, like, yes. That's my
find
love
find your
language.
Best meme.
No, it's not.
Screenshot
no, it's not,
it
Devin.
And send it over. Sorry, I banged
That's
your wife.
Devin Ford. This is not really a big deal.
Sad face emoji.
This is not a big deal. This is
I
your
realize
issue, not
I,
mine.
I deeply apologize for the pain that I've caused by banging your wife. Sad face emoji.
Yeah. And
no.
I don't even know what to say to that. If how horrible would that be? If you, after a long day of work, you get home, you sit down at a table, have a meal of food, and you get a ding on your phone, and it's some strange guy going, hey, bro, not for nothing. I banged your wife, and it's the meme of a cat with like tears in the eyes.
Yeah.
Sorry. And you're like, your wife's like, what was that? The guy that you screwed around with me today just sent me a meme, said he was sorry. So we're good. We're good. This is good. No problem.
Although that might not be a bad way to apologize for banging somebody's wife, because the guy would probably not believe that you were serious.
Hmm.
So it'd be like, technically, you'd be like clearing your conscience and
but
admitting
by
it.
By sending a meme of like a cat crying and stuff, that means then the other guy thinks you're sensitive and he's not sure if he can hit you or not.
Still no word on the unbang your wife vaccine or treatments from the CDC and Fauci.
Nope, we just have to wait it.
We have to
wait
you know, it out. It's just their priorities are completely screwed up, you know? There's a lot of people out there suffering from some guy banged my wife itis.
You know what's funny is no one ever says my wife banged some guy.
No.
It's always you know, like how can you be the victim when you're the facilitator? You are hosting the event.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I do.
Somebody let him in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And every day you come home from
work
at lunch.
You're the only one with tickets.
Yeah. And the venue.
Yeah, the venue.
And every
all
morning
yours.
I come home for my lunch, and the toilet seat's always up. And I, you know, after a while, that's always a clue, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Now, I understand with new world wives, that might not be an issue if the toilet seat's up because you both, you know. Put it up.
It's a great way to make a guy jealous, though.
Jealous?
Yeah,
it's a great
if he like,
way to
won't
get him
commit
to
you, like he comes over and the toilet seat's already up.
Especially if you're a stickler for leave it down.
Yeah.
Like many moons ago, I was in a relationship and I forgot to put it down one night. And apparently this particular individual would get up like every night at 2 a.m. to go to the bathroom. Every night. And I was awoke to hearing a splash and a scream. And
oh my gosh.
I jumped up like, what? And it was like, you left the seat up. And I was just, so? You could have put it down, but her little self was stuck.
Sat down already.
She was in the, I'm like, don't you look before you leap? No, you just, so, and I like.
You just assume that it's down.
Then I had to help her out, you know, and then, and it was just. We were never the same after that.
You have to call the fire department?
No, I probably would have been better. Because then you're like, wow, my girlfriend's the pee water girl. She's got pee water all over her venue now. So it's just a weird image of seeing somebody. Plus you think, how dumb are you to not look back before you sit down? Like you walked in facing. Listen, I get it. I'm going to lose this argument. I'm outnumbered. Jason won't speak up. And Kate's there nodding and you two are going to. Don't you think, though, women should have to take some responsibility for checking since we have to check? Because if we leave the seat down,
not at 2:30
residual
in the morning.
Splash. No,
not at 2:30 in the morning.
So at 2:30 in the morning, if I forget because it's 2:30 in the morning. Oh, it's 2:30 in the morning. So I didn't put the seat up. Sorry. Because then you leave the splashes. And that in itself is what's worse.
Obviously. Falling into the toilet.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't think about it.
Falling into the toilet is worse.
I didn't think about it, yeah. I don't have, you know, seat up, seat down. I'm not falling in, right. So I don't really, you
it's
know.
It's not a problem.
That'd be a big toilet for me to fall in. Probably be a jacuzzi would be more like who left the lid on the jacuzzi up? I fell in. But I didn't think that was common. And apparently it happens a lot. And it ends a lot of relationships. I don't know what the stats are. But I would imagine, because how do you go back from that? Because I'm assuming it's like that game
you laugh
where you
about it, right? I mean, that's funny.
I don't know.
I'd be pissed for a second, and then I'd be like, ha, ha, ha.
Better to be pissed off than pissed on, right? Or pissed in because you fell. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what the stats are for that, but it is. It's one of those things where, like, the guy wants to laugh because it's funny, you know, and, like, I think it was like a next day where I was like, hey, you remember when your little feet were like kicking in the air and you were like stuck? And it did not go over well at all. Did not go over well at all.
I would probably laugh about it eventually.
No. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it was a few short weeks. I think she found someone who would put the seat up. It was put to me, somebody who would pay attention to detail. I believe that's how it was explained to me. So then I didn't feel so bad anymore. I just feel like it's one of those things where, if you can't overcome something like that, you probably weren't supposed to be together in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I would say, not finding humor in something is probably a good indicator.
Right. But then everyone has their quirks. I don't know. What would be worse? What would be the most, obviously, outside of banging your man, what would be the worst thing that someone would do to you that's like passive aggressive, like leaving the seat up or leaving their dishes in the sink is another thing, or not picking up or not making the bed? What would be Devin's deal breaker? Like, if you came
out of
home,
those three,
am I missing something else?
Well, no, I mean, yeah, I guess just.
Oh, Kate is livid about sharing toothbrushes.
Oh, that's gross.
Really? I've definitely shared toothbrushes.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, I was wrong. Kate's about to come in. What is it, Kate?
Someone eating my leftovers.
Oh, yeah, that's.
I'm sorry. The brushing motion.
Yeah, I was like sharing a toothbrush. Yeah, I would say eating my leftovers or like
but
eating
it's a
the
loved
last
one. You know what, though, that is kind
or
of
like
a,
eating the last of like something that you had, like if you had like shared something and it was like the last of it.
So this wasn't a relationship, Kat, but maybe you've had friends stay.
Yeah.
So Chris Masters, Chris Adonis, was staying at my house for a little while. And one of my guilty pleasures is because Ingrid runs a strict regimen of health food in the house. Like, if it's even the bread isn't bread, like you think it's bread, but it's not because it has none of the gluten and stuff in it. Right. And everything is non-gluten, sugar, non-dairy in the house. I have one stash. I have one thing. Root beer floats. Mm. And it's like every Saturday night, it's like if no one's around. Sometimes I sneak Georgie with me, but she drops dime. So I have a secret hiding place and I decided to share it with Masters. And we were watching the Celtics playoffs game and had our root beer floats. I even have little mugs for my root beer float. It's a big deal. Like, the only thing I don't have is scone straws, because that would be a dead giveaway. She would find them and be like, what are these sweet straws for? Answer me, chubby. And I'd be like, I can't blame it on my daughter because that's messed up. So anyways,
you should say that you bought them so that no one else buys them, to keep them away
save from other people. Saving other people from health issues.
Other fatties.
You're going to destroy them.
I'm going to be fat for everybody. Everyone lives.
Yeah, you're going to destroy them.
Yeah, or chunky buff, but whatever.
Set them on fire or something.
So he knew my little stash. And I'm talking, like, think of a child running upstairs, like looking around, like Saturday night, and I open the fridge and I move past the secret thing of gluten-free chicken nuggets and all the that I don't want to eat. I'd rather die than eat. That's why I'm losing weight, because there's nothing to eat in the house. And I reach for the thing and I pull it out and it felt lighter than usual.
Mm.
And I'm on a time thing and I open
and
it up.
And you know.
As soon as you take it.
You know exactly where you've left off on the cookie dough or whatever that you're saving. No,
cookie dough's not allowed.
Yeah, but at my house it is.
Yeah, well, you guys ever want to guess? So lift it open and there wasn't even a spoonful of vanilla left. And I mean, the horror.
Wow.
Now I'm looking at
and
it.
Just fucking finish it at that point.
Yeah, like, what the, why would you do that to me?
Because when there's that much left, it also is all icy and fucking whatever the word is for that.
And then
frostbitten.
I immediately panic, like, okay, if I just go full
freezer
crackhead
burn
right here and scrape as much vanilla bean ice cream.
Oh, the best.
As I can into my little mug. And then I go, let me grab my root beer. And I hide my root beer behind all the diet root beer. So it's the same color, but she doesn't drink root beer. So she has to dig for it, which she won't because she doesn't have time. She's busy being fit. So I dig and there's no root beer. And now I'm making noise and I'm like, all week I've starved myself for this one moment. And as I close the door, Lord Vader's right there with a smirk holding my mug going, oh, Chris showed me a little secret.
No.
So... she's like, there is no root beer.
Root beer float time you can have is eight, over.
Root beer float time's over.
You can have a gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free one.
Not having it. Ben and Jerry's has a like almond milk ice cream.
Dairy-free ice cream, yep.
I'd rather eat dirt.
Okay.
It's gross. Just because I'm addicted to sugar or whatever. But so when I mentioned it to him, he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, bro. I just, you know, who's there? I was like, but you ate my... happy place. Like, it's not as bad as like banging your wife, but it's close. It's like number three. You don't eat another man's guilty pleasure. Yeah,
it's an unspoken rule.
You don't, if you do, you replace.
Of course, you replenish.
Kat, as many house guests as you had, and you had that one infamous one that would never leave.
Yeah.
Did he at least have the decency to replace what he ate?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
So he's even better than Adonis Masters.
I've had house guests do that. Open stuff.
Wait a minute. That's kind of a broken rule. You don't open anything.
Unopened, if it's not open already.
Unopened. No. Okay, so we're in agreement.
Mm-hmm. And I had told her, oh, you could take a nap. We had a one bedroom at the time. And I said, you take a nap on my bed. Like, you can sleep on top of my bed.
Oh,
with
God. She I know what's about to happen.
She got into my bed with the new open granola, snuggled into the bed.
Under the covers?
Under the covers.
Motherfucker.
In my bed.
She ate a fucking Nature Valley in your
bed. The worst thing?
Yeah.
Crumbs everywhere?
Yeah. No, it was like a bag of granola. It wasn't even like...
So she was like a horse in a trough.
Granola?
And she just laid in my bed eating granola and like... then
just crunching away.
The next morning I found like cheese on my kitchen floor. Like, she had eaten slices of my cheese. She had eaten like yogurt in the middle of the night.
In your bed.
Yeah, it was really weird. And I was like, I'm totally fine with you having it, but just like, you can ask.
Was she at least clothed when she was under your covers? Because that's your maternal bed.
I don't know.
Bed.
I went to
I'm
work.
Guessing, no.
I went to
work.
Yeah,
I don't know anyone
I'm guessing
in
she
jeans
was
and socks.
Nude eating granola.
And Stone was there at the time. And so he, like, you know.
Poor Stone. He can't say anything.
He walked through and she was laying in the bed and he was like, I don't know what to do.
No.
So, you
poor
know,
Stone.
He texted me and
up
said,
in a ball.
He texted me and said, your friend is in our bed.
Yes.
With granola and I found crumbs. It was just,
and I had nothing to do with it.
Are you still friends?
No.
No, that's a deal breaker. Time to take a pee break or get that last minute snack because you don't want to miss the chilling conclusion of Tyrus and Timp.
Was that the deal breaker or did something else go down?
It was someone that I had experience with, but you know when like
no, but what went down?
No, it just
because let's break this
yeah,
down.
Let's break it
why
down.
Why is she in the bed?
It just was one of those things where
with
like
Stone.
She was.
I read about these when I was like 13 in Penthouse.
She wasn't with Stone.
I think Butterfield used to write for them.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's like she came to visit and she was staying at my apartment, and it was someone that I'd known like years prior, and you know it was one of those. Yes, Tyrus.
I have a question. Where did she sleep when you and
couch.
Stone were in the marital bed? So she then could have been on the couch.
Well, he
granola.
Was working from yeah. home in the living
and
room.
She just
and
happened
her job
to go in
involves
the
eating nude granola in your bed.
I told her like, oh, if you're tired, you because she got there like really early in the morning, like 5 a.m. So I was like, you can lay in my bed. It's fine. Or lay on my bed. Like I was like, here's a blanket. I gave her a blanket so she could like lay on my bed. It's like, you know, whatever. You could take a nap on top of my bed. And then Stone, I went off to work and Stone was like an hour later, he had to go to the bathroom.
Poor
and
Stone.
It was a one bedroom apartment. So you had
did
to
he have to take a dump? Because that makes it way worse. You don't want to dump like
probably
a couple inches away from
a
stranger eating granola naked in your bed.
And she's already
as far as dump environments go, that's near the bottom of the list.
But you know when you like know somebody and like you forget your experience with them because it's been so many years and then they reach back out.
Yeah, it was on autopilot.
No, but I had...
Now that explains the whole elevator thing. Got it now.
Then she got there and I realized, oh, this is why we weren't really... That's why we weren't in contact.
Because I'm
going to
be honest with you. Motherfucker not being in my bed. Like, that's just...
Yeah,
with my girls in the house and you just all up in my bed eating pretzels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then like shirt off, and most of my friends have abs and work out, just chilling in the bed already, a place where the magic happens.
There's only one person who has slept in my bed while I wasn't there, and that's my sister.
Yeah, and that's blood.
My actual sister.
Yeah, well, I didn't offer
it. Because this has got bang my husband written all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
If this was a porn, it'd be an action.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't condone making porn.
No.
But if you must, so this is the plot.
Especially surprise porn, where the person doesn't know that it's what's
going
on.
He's just a poor guy.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, this bed's making my neck stiff.
This granola. Crunching this granola is hurting my jaw.
Yeah. Could you massage my face?
Yeah.
And his name's Stone.
Yeah.
But he has a porn name already.
Yeah, already.
Nothing happened, guys.
Stone Rockwell.
Yeah. I mean, some would argue that eating granola in your bed is worse than someone banging your wife.
I got to be honest with you, or in this case, husband-to-be.
Like, that is really disrespectful.
She could have mucky-wrenched everything.
This was like, 5 years ago, but yeah.
Yeah. When everything's new. And poor Stone, he's a survivor.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys wouldn't have survived that.
He was creeped out.
That's not the word I would use.
So what was the incident? The final straw.
Home field advantage.
It was just a bunch, just like
final straw means the last one.
I think it was just like eating,
massaging Stone's shoulder on the couch.
So how many days did she stay after the granola?
That was the first day. So she was there for like. She was there for like 3 days.
Oh, white people. This is a culture thing. This is a culture thing.
I was at work.
Been like, hey, bruh, you got to kick rocks. You can't be up in my bed eating my food.
Is she a big lady?
With my girl in the house. No. You know what I'm saying?
So what kind of activities did you do with her?
Holiday Inn's down the street.
You know, we went around. We went around the city.
Did she want to go to the Statue of Liberty?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
It was fun, but it was like one of those things where I was like, okay, this is a lot.
I feel
it
like
was
you're
a
hiding.
Lot on day
so
one.
Yeah, but that's why I feel like you're like, hiding something.
No,
like, there's something else that happened.
What ended the friendship?
Yeah, there what was the thing?
I think it was like there was no friendship, and I realized like,
so she was after Stone.
I don't
want to
know about emotionally what went on inside of you. What was the thing that happened?
She was after Stone.
Yeah, sure.
She came for Stone. Eating granola, knowing guys like granola.
Yeah.
In the bed, which is a safety zone. You're at work.
Exactly.
And she's exhausted.
What are we playing at here?
Did she like the Imagine Dragons?
Yeah. That was my final shot.
That's what I think.
That's what I was like, we can't.
I think there's
big,
some
modest
friends
mouse
you just
gal.
Stop being.
Yeah.
So you just stop being friends, or you're just like, you know
I mean,
what?
We're
this
just
is
like
not a good friendship.
People that don't like hang out anymore.
Like if you were like, in the same room right now,
I'd be like, hey, how are you?
If she came in here, you wouldn't whisper like, yo, that's the bitch who was all up in my house eating granola.
I would probably tell you guys.
Do you write happy birthday on her Facebook wall?
No.
Do you follow her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is going to be awkward. Because you know.
You weren't invited, though. She didn't invite her to the
wedding.
Wait
a minute, though. No. But this is a normal thing where people come to your house and eat granola in your bed. It's like a thing, isn't it?
I mean, there are multiple people that this could be. But this incident, no, yeah.
Well, that's what you get when you get arm candy like Stone.
Exactly.
They're going to come for it.
Trust me.
You know?
Don't I
you
know
You got to beat him up a little bit. Put a scar on it.
I'm like, don't bring your granola up in here. It has raisins in it. Don't even.
Oh.
The raisins is not even the worst part.
No. It's, you know, because, well, I don't know.
It had
a
like,
raisin
I had to,
in your bed.
Yeah. I had to take the vacuum. I had to change the sheets.
Yeah, I'd have burnt
it. Like,
did you vacuum in front of her?
I probably did because I didn't
she
assume
watched
she got
you
home.
And she just sat
after.
There.
There was granola, I'm telling you.
Like, hurry up.
And where did we get
I probably
the cheese?
Like,
I want to go to the Statue of Liberty.
I was like.
And let's not forget the cheese on the floor.
Yeah. I found that the next morning.
How the hell do you go from granola to cheese? Like, that's.
That's not a
that's
good
That's beyond fat-tacular.
Yeah, that was the next
morning.
Like,
the only thing she didn't do was pick the fridge up and shake it, and whatever fell out, she ate. That's the only thing she didn't do.
But, like, opening unopened things, I just was like, no. No.
Yeah, you don't open.
Like, I had just bought that granola.
I mean, I can remember a time when I would put names, labels on stuff, like my peanut butter, because I like chunky peanut butter. And if I don't like creamy peanut butter, I mean, I'll eat it if I have to, but I went out and specifically bought Jiffy chunky peanut butter for me.
There are certain things in my
prefer chunky peanut butter too.
Thank you.
It's more of an experience.
I knew I liked you. I knew there was something about you. That's why this works.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hold on. Before we go one step further, chunky or creamy?
Chunky for sure.
Okay, you're in. Kate?
Chunky or creamy?
Kate doesn't know what to do.
She wasn't listening. Chunky.
Creamy? She says creamy. That's
creamy.
Just,
that's why you're on the other side of the box.
Yeah, that's why you're over there.
On the other side of the box.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Kay's trying to pass
the blame. I already know Jason's a chunk man. I already know it. He can't speak on it anyway. So.
Yeah, he can't tell us regardless.
Yeah, we don't know. But as you were saying.
I don't even remember what I was saying. Now I need to know.
That was really traumatic.
Do you think it was?
Every time one of my friends overstays their welcome, they get too comfortable. And it's always, they end up fighting with the other person in the house. It's never here. It's for some reason, all of a sudden, they don't get along with your significant other.
Right.
There's a problem there.
Yeah.
And it's always, what always comes back to is their frustration that your partner didn't flirt with them or didn't baby them or whatever the case may be. And all of a sudden, there's a problem. It's always, I'm doing the old guy thing. I have glasses in my hand and I'm pointing and talking with him. Please make me stop. I'm not ready for that yet. Ugh. I look like a guidance counselor telling Devin what's wrong with her life with my glasses, man. Look, young lady, that's ridiculous. But it's always that. They never have a problem with you. It's like they come in and they're trying to break up your relationship in a like passive aggressive way.
In a 3-day span.
a lot can happen in 3 days.
Absolutely.
We literally, there was an epidemic, Kat pointed out, with the CDC of bang your wife.
Right.
Yeah, itis.
Itis. I mean, that spreads once it gets in your house.
Yeah, once it gets in your house, it's not going to get you. Yeah.
And it's one of those things that it's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's truly.
Especially like depending on where it happened. Like my biggest fear would be like the dinner table. I think the dinner table would be worse than the bed because you can wash the sheets. You can't wash the table. I mean, you could clean the table, but it's always going to be on the table. That's where you eat your food. Mm. That's where you make your decisions. That's where you all come together as a family. That's where Thanksgiving's served. And every Thanksgiving, she's a little more thankful than everyone else because she got thanked on your table. I mean, think about it. That's a lot. The bed, you can flip the mattress. You can't flip the table.
All good
Where would
points.
Be the worst? Worst place ever. Laundry machine, bedroom, kitchen table, or like if you had like a special room. Like for me, like I took your best friend in your man cave and went wild.
Yeah, that's probably pretty awful. That seems way, it's all personal, but that seems way personal.
Yeah, well, it usually is personal when someone's banging your wife.
I just said it.
Kat, help me out
here.
Yeah,
there's no like, nothing personal. So, the fact that it's your wife is personal.
I mean, you said I do and she said I will.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In your man cave.
There's no way to be like, oh, look, I banged your wife, but it's nothing to do with you.
It's not personal. It's business. Just business. I paid $50.
Yeah.
Just business. So on top of everything else, your wife has a side business that she's not claiming taxes on. So then you got to deal with that whole thing. And then she says, it wasn't about love. I'm a sex worker. Like, what? That's not better. It is. It's work. It's not. I don't love him. That never works.
I just think it would be more personal if it was in a room like that you especially had. You know.
Like if you had a crafting room.
Yeah.
For your little crafts and
stuff. Yeah, like a scrapbooking room or something.
Yeah, like your scrapbook room.
My scrapbook room, you know, I'd be really upset.
And
about
all your
that.
Scrapbooks got like footprints and.
Right. Stuff like that on it. Yep.
You know, like, is this an aspirin on my crafting table? Like, what is this? Who would do this?
My paper like mache.
In Tim's writing room. You know, where she writes her shipwreck novels.
Yeah, writing chair, yeah.
Exactly.
With poor Cheems there having to win. But Cheems wouldn't let it go down.
He would attack mode.
Yeah, it had to be. So what did we learn today? Number one, do not personalize a room if you know that there is a bang your wife itis going around.
Yeah.
Two, when Devin's on autopilot, she ain't seeing even if you're a 6'8", tatted up, light-skinned brother in the Fox News building, walking by and everyone's moving out of your way like they just saw Jurassic Park. Devin ain't, when she's on autopilot, she ain't seeing that stuff. She wouldn't, if I was a 747 this morning, you wouldn't have seen me.
No.
Not even a little, oh, wow. Well.
I told you, I apologize.
And Kat has broke down.
I think.
Never have friends over.
Yeah, we should just also mention our live show probably.
Yeah, oh, that's right. We have a live show in September
at New Jersey Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
And it is on Friday, September 23rd.
And if we sell enough. We might do two shows that night. So,
yeah, so,
buy your tickets.
Buy tickets.
Get tickets.
Where can they get their tickets?
Ticketmaster.com.
Ticketmaster.com. It'll be on our social media. Yeah, and I'm sure we'll plug it on Butterfield.
Instagram bio. Yeah,
and what's that date again?
That tonight.
Yeah.
What's September 23rd. Friday, September 23rd, evening time.
Oh, speaking of that, so not only do you get the gift of seeing Kat and Tyrus live. I made a deal with an action figure company by the major podcast. They're not with us, but Zack Ryder, he was in the WWE, but he collects action figures. So I agreed to do an action figure, which comes out July 7th for 2 weeks only. But if we meet our number, then they will do a Tyrus and Timpf action figure pack together, or even a, I don't know if we want to bring Butterfield in or not, but it is possible they do make three packs, Devin. So, so we might even be able to.
I don't know what that's going to do to my ego, guys.
At this point, it's, you know, it is what it is.
It's
so
too late.
You literally could be at a live event with a Tyrus book, action figure, Kat and Tyrus on stage, and then boom, next thing you know, it's the tag team set of Timpf and Tyrus. So.
Amazing.
Devin. But yours is going to be a little small figure.
Okay.
Going to be a little tiny one, like little tiny Devin. Just, we got to keep you humble.
Of course.
But we will make sure your arms are bigger than mine.
Please.
We'll make sure your gun show arms are complete.
It has to be proportionate, you know.
And we'll have a little stone. We'll have a little stone that you, little action figure or whatever. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's a lot of good things.
Congratulations, guys.
We're going to have a great time. It's going to be amazing.
So we'll put you down for a few tickets, Devin?
Yeah, I'll take some.
Okay, she blinked and looked down. She blinked and looked down. You know what she's going to do, right? She's going to show up day of, like, hey, guys.
Hey, can you get me in? I want to go in the green room.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be able to get some free
tickets. And be like, hey, where's the food?
Yeah.
Oh, I brought Jason and Kate with me.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to bring the whole team.
And some girls I met in Nashville at a bachelorette party. So is that cool? Is this cool?
Yeah.
Is this cool? I'm be like,
I figured I was going to get some comp ticks, so, you know.
Well, I think we get some.
Yeah, we don't know, but I mean, it's just, that would be the first thing you'd say.
Actually, technically it was.
Yeah.
It literally was. So, you know, and then when the show starts, she's like, so when do you want me to come on? Like, just tell me when. Do you have my music
set? I'll be ready. Don't worry.
Yeah, if you were to come out, what would your entrance music be? That'd be great. Okay.
Like I'd probably do Shake Your Tail Feather.
Shake Your Tail Feather.
Oh, my God. Love right, this, we're done.
By Nelly?
We're done. Yeah. You're
shake
done.
Your Tail Feather?
I'm going to eat granola in your bed.
That's literally.
Seriously.
Yeah, and I'm going to seduce Stone. And that's not even my thing.
Yeah.
We're going to go lift weights instead of spend time with you.
Oh, man.
For more podcasts.
Just like this. You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Stone, sorry, man. it's the name. All right, this has been Tyrus and Timpf.
Hell yeah.
Actually, let's just stop calling it this. This has been the Devin Hour with special guests Tyrus and Timpf.
Yep.
For more podcasts featuring Devin and her many adventures and big leaguing abilities, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Hashtag Devin.
Enough said.
Thank you. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.